Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what a good idea that would be. And hopefully all of you are just have your little bunny ears on and you have had a great holiday weekend. We had an Easter bunny that one of the guys was in his Easter bunny outfit here. It was probably the first time that he was actually glad that he had those little warm ears. It was still a little bit cool around here. It was pretty, but it was very windy. So this is just sort of the winter that will never end, I'm afraid. But what I found out here's Manny. You should have somebody should have told me this, that because I wanted to see what time technically Lent ended. You know, like sometimes things end at 3 minutes after an hour or something. Do you know when Lent technically ended?
When's that?
Thursday, last. I was appalled. Yeah, so I had 3 extra days of deprivation.
Nobody got you the memo, huh?
Well, they said. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I just was
I knew that a lot of people on Sundays you get relieved from the obligation of Lent. I knew that part, but for me, if you're going to give something up that's difficult to give up, you don't want to take one day a week and sort of get yourself back in the groove of it, because I think it's just harder to get back on the straight and narrow and being disciplined and focused. But this turned out that I had 3 extra days of deprivation that I didn't actually need to have. So, of course, yesterday, there was nothing chocolate that escaped my notice. So. And a friend brought me, like, a chocolate mousse cake. All of a sudden, chocolate candy doesn't look quite so appealing. Chocolate mousse cake. So there we go. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. And as promised, Fast and Furious did huge business. Did you go see it?
I did not get a chance to go see it. No, I was had a pretty busy weekend between family stuff for Easter and the other place of employment. So.
So you were kind of busy, all right?
Yep.
$143 million. They apparently had a different ending than it's now got. I'm not going to tell you what the ending is because it's kind of part of the. Well, I mean, everybody speculates, and I never do spoilers, so. But basically, $143 million. I think it was the second highest. I think it's the largest opening in April ever.
Hmm.
So, but before Paul Walker died, it had a different ending on it. So there you go.
Okay.
And it's kind of a strange movie to be an Easter movie to a certain extent. But listen, who knows? That clearly people, it was something that people wanted to go see. I'm surprised that it did quite so much money just because it was a holiday weekend. Hmm. And you sort of expected that people would be doing Easter egg hunts or whatever. But maybe on holiday weekends, people can only stand so much togetherness, and then it's, okay, let's go see a mindless, violent movie. 855-99-37569. Aaron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a bit of a question very quick for you.
Okay.
I'm wanting to ask you is that... basically, what's your response to the whole thing, which is people are harassing Autism Speaks and not letting them get the chance to explain themselves? Because I'm having to keep the organization updated about what's being said on social media.
Well, wait a minute. I think you have to differentiate between social media and people. And I know that sounds like kind of a foolish sort of... differentiation. But we know that social media in general tends to be incredibly negative, that there's something about people being anonymous or the computer or something, the internet. So I think what you need to do is differentiate between how people respond to you, and hopefully you're not spending a huge amount of time online, Aaron, but how people respond in life as opposed to online, because they're really separate issues, and presumably that you're going to get a lot more negativity when you're online than you're going to get in life.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of negativity are you getting at this moment?
Like, let me see what I've sent them quick. I had sent them, I asked them about the only 4%, you know, goes towards the families. Let's see what else I've got.
Aaron, do you have your radio on in the background? Because there's a delay, and it's going to confuse both of us. Can you turn your radio down?
Hold on, that's weird. I'm probably guessing since the phone's going off, but I don't know. That's weird.
Well, there's something in the background. Are you at work or something where other people are talking?
Well, all I know is my mom's talking at the moment with somebody, so...
Can you go into another room?
It's hard for me to do that because I have my computer in this room that I'm in right now. So
all right, we'll just try and ignore your mom because that's, I think, what's coming through. All right, so what did you have on your website and what did people say?
Well, I said basically what I said was I told them, well, you know, the people were annoying me today, and if, you know, what I'm trying to get across is that if you have nothing. What I'm trying to get across, Bill, is if you have nothing good to say, don't say it.
Well, good luck on that. I mean, I certainly don't disagree with you. It's like Thumper and Bambi. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. But the internet would be probably at least 90% silent if that was the case. So it's not that I disagree with you. I just think it's a pointless. And I don't even mind you saying it, but I don't want you to be disappointed when people don't respond. It's just that somehow the internet has become a home for malcontents and people who don't have enough courage in life to stand up or sort of face people, and so because they can be anonymous to a very large extent, all of a sudden that kind of negativity comes out. And I don't want you to take it personally, because it's not just autism, it's internet. So,
yeah.
And again, I don't mind you saying, look, if you can't say something positive, why bother? But I guarantee you it's going to encourage people to take on that statement as well of, you know, what are you, a wuss, or, you know, we can say anything we want, or, you know, so, but, you know, it's not that I'm trying to discourage you, I just don't want you to become discouraged by it.
Yeah. Anyways, I do have a further update of what I have said to them. I've also asked them about, you know, there's a claim that people have been saying is that certain stuff autism speaks is illegal. Other things I have, let me see my email, I have to where they have, basically people are saying they annihilate autistics, they want to eradicate autism, they advocate to shock therapy, it's for their own pocket, they delete an autistics comment off their Facebook page. And
well, but listen, Aaron, what I'm saying is, I'm saying a couple things. I'm saying that the internet has become, and it's frustrating to an awful lot of people, because you're not the only one who's feeling the effects of it, that it's nearly system-wide that when in doubt, if you don't have something nice to say, go on the internet, number one. Number two, if you're going to put yourself in a position of leadership and visibility, you're going to have to expect a little bit of criticism. Now, maybe not to the extent that you've received it, but that's part of the issue about standing up to be counted, that assuming everybody's going to be supportive is naive, and you just have to be prepared before you decide to put yourself in that position that there are going to be some people who are going to oppose you. And there may even be some people who sincerely disagree with you, that they're not just being negative, and that they have a different point of view. And if you're going to be a spokesperson,
if they have a different point of view, I'm okay with that. It's just to be careful with how they're addressing the company, because I'm having to keep them updated.
I get it. Okay, let me put you on hold for a minute. Let's go through another couple things. So I think the issue is that if you're going to do this, you may have to be a little bit more thick-skinned than you are at this moment. I'll put you on hold back in a moment. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is. We're talking with Aaron, who's finding out that being even a semi-public person isn't quite as much fun as he expected it to be. He's doing a website. That's correct, isn't it, Aaron? It's a website. It's Autism Speaks.
No, that's not the exact site. I'm doing a site called Autism Spectrum Army, which I'm giving the updates over to Autism Speaks about what's going on with the whole harassment surrounding their company, which I'm having them going through. You know, I'm sending countless emails to explain them what is going on, so they're updated about what's going on, and then possibly have discussion with them about it, just so we can get things cleared up.
What's your goal?
Well, mostly to be able to let the organization, you know, explain themselves, you know, despite all this controversy.
Well, where do you feel the controversy is coming from?
Well, I feel certain times when I feel where it's coming from is from when people mention the organization, and then then after a certain point, after they explain their point of view, then they go into basically harassing the company, because I've seen an article about, let me think, when was it, when did I last see it? Yesterday, which was a mother was explaining their point of view about autism, of course, which I looked at it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Aaron, you can't carry on a conversation with me and somebody else. It just won't work.
Okay, sorry.
So where did you see this article?
I saw it on, let me check check the site. It was, Washington Post.
Okay.
Post.com.
Okay. And what was the negative part from your point of view?
From what I'm seeing of it is that I agree with their point of view.
No, tell me the part you don't agree with. It doesn't make any sense to talk with me about the stuff you do agree with.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
I'll tell you what, Aaron. I think this is going to be a difficult conversation because I think you're trying to do three things at the same time.
Okay.
First of all, let me tell you, any large organization, including Autism Speaks, has got either a press person who goes through, especially something, a publication as well known as the Washington Post. But they actually have clipping services. They also have probably somebody on staff who, because an internet search is a very easy thing to do, and all they have to do is put it in Google or Yahoo or anything else, and they'll just put autism, and all the articles that were written that day or that week or that hour will pop up. So you don't actually need to tell them about it because they already have somebody who's doing that, especially for large organizations. Mm-hmm. So it would seem to me that what you need to do is figure out, because you're going to be associated with a negativity if you're not careful, because I know all you are is a conduit for it. But if they view with your name on an email that Aaron's going to tell us another complaint that we probably already know, especially from the larger publications, because they have the same ability to do a search that you do, and they keep up with that. That's part of what they do. There'll be somebody on staff whose job description is to do that. And one of the things that you don't even have to take my word for it, you can ask them. You could say, is it helpful for me to keep track of some of these negative comments and send them on to you? Because if it is, I'm willing to do it. If not, or if it's redundant, then I'll find something else to do. Because the problem is severalfold. Clearly it bothers you, which is understandable. Second of all, if it's redundant, then they're not going to be very appreciative, which is also going to bother you because you're feeling like you're doing them a favor and they're not being particularly appreciative. Third of all, if they already have somebody who's doing it and they already associate, so it's redundant and negative, they're going to start ignoring you. So no matter how you look at it, I would ask them if this is something that's valuable to them. And if they say yes, I'd still be careful about it because it's going to hurt your feelings. Obviously, it makes you feel sad. If they say they already have somebody doing it, then I'd find something else to do. And maybe what you need to do is start a blog that we talked about before, of just saying positive things and not necessarily refuting critics, because that's just going to start a war. But just being positive about events or stories or people or situations. But before I continue this, because I think I'm not sure it's going to be very helpful for Autism Speaks and it's going to make you unhappy because it's exposing you to a level of negativity about something you care a lot about. So why don't you send them off an email today that says, are you already aware of all this? Because if so, I think I'm going to turn my attention elsewhere. And then find something to do that allows you to be a bit more positive. And as I said, it may just be a blog that talks about events, as I said, that are coming up, or stories, or people, or situations that feel positive. And that will do a couple things. First of all, it'll make you feel much better. Second of all, it becomes a source of positive information as opposed to just the sniping, which the internet has become famous about. And third of all, you won't be associated with something so negative. And that, I think that's, if nothing else. Look, if you're the only beneficiary, then at least somebody's benefiting from it. So I would send them off a quick email just saying, is this helpful to you, or do you already have this information? And if they say, well, we do already have the information, then start your own blog that just says today's update. Instead of the update being finding somebody else's criticism, just put a just write your own positive, make it a little positive diary or something of here's somebody I met over the weekend, or here's an event that's coming up, or this is a great story I heard, or I found this wonderful positive article. So, but you don't want this level of negativity, I think, in your life, especially about something you care so passionately about.
Yeah, what I care about is basically the awareness, because autism, there's different parts of the spectrum to where there are those on the functioning level, and then there are those on the low functioning level.
Absolutely. Well, but I think that most people are sort of aware of that. That's not kind of a new or unusual kind of revelation. So, but do your own part to talk about the positive things that, as I said, events or situations or people. And I think you'll find yourself much happier.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. But do send them off an email saying, look, is this information you already have?
Okay.
And if so, what I'd like to do is, and you can even send them your positive, like, daily update or something that's positive, as opposed to going and finding negative things to report back. Because it's going to break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
All righty?
Yep.
All right. Next time, call in a room that your mother's not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So, Manny, I'm a little surprised that you weren't, I don't know, in mourning or something today.
Why is that?
Wasn't Kentucky your team?
No, they were the team I picked to win the whole thing, but they weren't necessarily the team I was cheering for.
Well, I'll tell you, I had some coming over, and the person who was over for the holiday is a huge basketball fan. But turns out that I don't get why was it on TBS? That was the weirdest thing.
That's something they started like 2 years ago, where it used to be, you know, for the
it used to be on
time.
ESPN, wasn't it?
No, it used to be CBS has carried it forever. They've carried the NCAA basketball tournament for like years, like decades, and a couple of years ago, they started to, I think when the CBS Corporation purchased Turner, you know, TBS and TNT,
right,
and True TV and those, they purchased those stations, and then they worked out this deal where they would have games, they would have NCAA tournament games, especially the the early rounds when there's 64 teams still playing, they would have those games on those different channels. And I guess as part of that deal, they decided to make the two semifinal games, the final four, they decide the last couple of years they've had them on TBS. And then they have
the where's tonight's game?
Tonight's game will be on CBS.
Okay, good. I feel much
Championship
better.
Championship games will be on CBS.
Okay. Because I couldn't get them. So we were on our cell phones trying to Google and the updates, you know, okay, 10 seconds left. Okay, it's 71-68. What was it? 68, I guess, was the final. 64.
64. Yeah. Kentucky, Wisconsin.
I'll tell you why I want to talk about it. Not because it's basketball, because it's basketball, but because who was quoted? I think one of the players was saying, it's like our whole season didn't exist. One of the coaches,
Carl Anthony Towns from Kentucky.
I mean, I thought, wait a minute. That first of all, it was an extraordinary season. I mean, they were undefeated.
Yeah. Well, that's what John Calipari, the Kentucky coach, was saying, was that
he says there's no perfect teams.
Yeah, and he said that they still had an amazing season and everything.
Yeah, and I thought, for these kids, I mean, look, the oldest is probably, what, 22, 23, to feel
probably
that.
Even, cause I don't even think they had. I think they might have had like one senior on the team.
Yeah. I mean, I remember thinking, wait a minute. How can you take away from yourself? It's not even anybody else's. Now, you know my theory of basketball is none of it matters till the last 5 minutes. You can, you know, no basketball game you can care about. Doesn't make any difference who's ahead at the half. Doesn't make it. It's the last 5 minutes of any basketball game ever. And certainly this was true, but it's always true. It's always true. Trust me about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But to dismiss such an extraordinary record, and I thought, these kids don't get it, or somebody doesn't get it, because
And that's the interesting dynamic, too, is that, you know, you got their coach, John Calipari, who's been coaching forever. He's coached a lot of kids. He even coached in the NBA for a few years. And so this, for him, this is, I mean, certainly he's disappointed, but it's...
Sure.
He's because he's seen so many things, and had dealt with so many different defeats and failures, that this he was able to handle that better. Whereas you've got 19, 20-year-old kids that, you know, it's like that shock factor of, oh, my God, we just lost our season.
Well, part of it was expectation. I think
the
press expected them. The crowd expected, they expected them themselves, which is neither here nor there, except you know me and expectations, which is you got to be really careful about them.
Right.
But to somehow dismiss, and one of the articles I read said, well, no one will ever remember that they had a perfect season. I think that's not true, that hopefully each of those kids will remember, and they'll remember the games that they did well. Mm. And I know that there's a human tendency to focus on, you know, the cockroach and the cherries rather than the cherries with the cockroach. But I just remember thinking at the time, wait a minute, how could you do that to yourself? How could you decide that the only thing was this one game that you lost? And it was certainly an extraordinary game, and it was exciting. But to in any way take one negative event and make it overshadow everything else is a failure of imagination. It's a failure of making of a sane life, of a happy life. Because if all you can focus on is the winning, as opposed to the destiny or the achievement or anything else, you're going to be a lot more unhappy than you're going to be happy. And why would you choose that? And that just, I was so, I mean, look, I know these are kids, and I know they don't have that perspective. But, I mean, there are a couple of sports writers who said no one will ever remember that they had a perfect season, just that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they won't even remember that. They'll just because they were in the Final Four, not the not the finals.
Well,
so,
and it's very interesting too, because it's very similar to that year the Patriots went perfect in the regular season. They got all the way to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants.
Yep.
And that's all everybody talks about is that one loss in the Super Bowl to the Giants. They don't talk about the first 18 games that New England won that year, you know.
Well, and it's okay for the fans to be stupid, I guess, but
right.
It would seem to me that the players need to somehow focus. And you hear it, you know, at the Oscars every year, well, you know, winning, being nominated is the honor. And we know that that's crap. We know that they're lying. Mm-hmm. But still, to sort of be willing to make your life small victories as opposed to either large victories or large failures. What a terrible way to think about your life.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed. And as much disappointed for the kids as anything else, and for the parents, and because you end up sounding like, you know, goody two shoes if you say, I mean, you had an extraordinary year, and think of all the fun times, and think of all the baskets that were shot, and not to mention the near misses on getting to as far as they did. I mean, there were a couple of games that they were supposed to wipe out the opposition, and they lost. They won by two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to mention, I mean, that's why they call it sports. Is it doesn't make any difference. What your record has been to a certain extent.
It's like I've always said, even just going back to the NFL briefly, you know, you've got 32 teams in the NFL, and only one team gets to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Only one. You know, so when you've got that many teams and only one out of 32 actually gets to end their season, you know.
Well, and this was 64 teams.
Right. This was 66.
So this is double the amount, yeah, and only one exactly. gets to So, yeah. I think it's probably going to be Duke, but nevertheless.
I'm pulling for Duke.
Yeah, I think.
As
I said, when
tournament, but I picked yeah. Kentucky.
I always pick Duke. As I said, when we did the day in history and the NCAA was begun, and I said it was part of the charter that Duke had to play. Duke had to win every year.
Well, Duke's starting point guard is from Minnesota, so I've got.
So you're okay about that, huh?
Yeah, and he's a good kid, too. So.
Well, part of what I was doing, because, again, you know, when you have people who are in not great physical shape, and so you have to figure out things to do that are not very active, and figure out things. And you know me, I'm always watching movies, but I quite often watch all the movies. But so I hauled out my 30x30, the ESPN, which I highly recommend, and watching sort of the behind the scenes sports stories, I think does give you that perspective, because it's much less about who won or who lost or how you got there and how you responded afterwards. And there was this you and I were talking about, I think on Friday, the one about broke is that something like 70% of all NFL players within 3 years after they stop playing are broke, have declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I mean, and the list of those who've done that is just, I mean, people that you wouldn't ever assume ever had a problem, and that they were not stupid. It's just, as they point out, you take relatively poor kids and make them instant millionaires, and then are surprised when they have no ability to balance a checkbook or to put money away for savings or to start a retirement plan. The extraordinary thing would be the kids who did. Which there aren't very many of them. And these careers that people think are going to last 10 or 15 years. But even 10 or 15 years, if you start when you're 20, that doesn't get you very far into your life. And most of them do not have plans for the second half of their life beyond being either coaches or sportscasters. And as you point out, there are an awful lot of kids and not a whole lot of sportscaster jobs and not a whole lot of coaching jobs. So somehow I think we're not serving young people, and I think it's part of a larger issue that the sports issue is a microcosm of what our values are for the society. But we don't have kids plan for the future. We don't have them understand that you find little successes rather than major victories. That we don't have them understand about budgeting and second half of life and getting an education. Because education gives you options.
That's the other thing, too, when you talk about this Kentucky team. A lot of those guys are really, really young. They're freshmen and sophomores this year. And a lot of those guys are going to jump straight to the NBA.
Yeah, NBA.
And they're not going to have their college degrees.
Major mistake.
Yeah.
Major mistake. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Well, I guess in response, I don't know, this seems somehow appropriate to Aaron's call, right? Who said, you know, he was unhappy, and understandably so, because the internet, he took it upon himself to find articles about autism and then send them off to Autism Speaks, and was just feeling undone by it because there's all this negativity. And I said, darling, that's sort of what the internet has become to be, which is all this negativity. And so if you know, probably they have somebody on staff, because it's a large organization, who Googles at least on a weekly and probably a daily basis for articles. So start a positive blog. But this is so we'll dedicate this to Aaron, right? A woman can serve divorce papers via Facebook, a judge rules.
Gosh.
All right. It's not quite as bizarre as it seems. Although, I mean, I don't know. I think headlines are the ones that sort of suck you in to see whether or not you'll read the article. It's actually a New York woman because they said the guy's name is Victor Senna Blood Drazu. Will be served with a divorce summons via private Facebook message. Because otherwise it sounds like revenge. Okay, here, babes, here's how what I think about my new status, divorced. It will be repeated once a week for 3 consecutive weeks or until acknowledged by Eleonora Badu's hard-to-find husband. Says the couple married in 2009 in a civil ceremony. That's 6 years ago. The relationship began to unravel when the defendant reneged on his promise to a traditional Ghanaian wedding as well. The ruling says Blood Drazu has only been in touch with his wife via phone and Facebook. That's going to set a precedent. You watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Then how do you know that they've been served?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this. All right. Let's see. We got you got an email for me here?
I do. It's actually from one of our program director questions from listeners.
Okay.
This one is from Sally. Sally says, Dr. Joy, what is the difference between the infatuation and lust versus love in romantic relationships? How do these feelings impact our judgment?
Okay. Well, you're asking about 4 different questions. So let's start. What's the difference between, what would they say, love and lust?
Basically, between the infatuation and lust versus love in romantic relationships.
Okay. Well, because, again, I think that's a number of questions jammed together. Let's see how many of them I can get done. All right. First of all, I think love at first sight is lust with potential. That almost by definition, that from my point of view at least, love has to have some kind of thread, some kind of stream, which means it has to have some time. That to know that, because I think love is for most of us a serious emotion, even though we talk about loving Mick Jagger or loving chocolate, and so we use the term somewhat ill-advisedly and somewhat ubiquitously. I think I actually said that right. But I think for most of us, love is something that we can count on, that there is some sense of reliability, of gravity, of something more than something temporary. We don't want someone to say that they love us 1 minute and then don't love us the next. So I think that word itself implies some kind of longevity. So to be able to say the word convincingly, I think we have to feel that we've gone through enough experience with this person to be able to, even not only when they're acting beautifully and seductively and handsomely and romantically, but when they're acting like a complete jerk, that we may not like the behavior, but we still love the person. So, and almost by definition, lust, or there's actually a term that was coined about 15 years ago, which has sort of fallen out of favor. It's called limerence, which was that first sense of kind of exaltation, of kind of skipping through the surf of the sense that this is the right person and we're going to be there together ever, and I found him or I found her, and that sense of promise of elation and infatuation. Almost by definition, I don't think we are infatuated. We don't say we're infatuated with somebody. Somebody else will say we're infatuated, which, again, I'm not sure the difference between infatuation and limerence. The idea being infatuation is something that is blown, that it's an emotion that's blown out of proportion. And limerence really describes a situation that doesn't last for very long, but quite often is the first several months of infatuation, of lust, of romantic feelings, of the sense of potential. And then what we hope is that will deepen and morph and solidify into love. And the idea being that there are probably different stages of love as well, that there's the love that we feel that's part gratitude, the love that we feel that may have some tinges of lust in it, that there may be a love that we feel that's tenderness. We may feel that there's a love that we feel that helplessness, so dependence, all sorts of things. But for me, the definitions are not nearly as important as what the definitions would imply, which is it takes a while to get to know somebody and to get to know who they are enough that you trust your feelings about them and that you know your own feelings enough to trust yourself. And so the idea of infatuation implies something, again, that's blown out of proportion. The idea of lust implies something that is primarily biochemical rather than having any intellectual component to it. The idea of love is presumably some kind of intersection of who we are, who we understand that person of being, the emotions behind it, and the understanding behind it. We feel that we know them well enough to trust our feelings toward them. Now, read me the question again, because I think I left out one of the final components.
Basically, the question is, what is the difference between the infatuation and lust versus love in romantic relationships? How do these feelings impact our judgment?
Okay, so basically, as I said, that there's certainly nothing wrong with the sense of lust. There's nothing wrong with being infatuated with somebody, but what we need to do is understand the difference between those and hopefully the more reliable, long-lasting feelings of love. Because what in answer to how does that impact us is that we rush to judgment, that we decide that this is our soulmate. We decide that this is the person we want to be with. We decide that this is going to be our mate. As opposed to gathering information, all we do is try to shore up the argument that this is the person we want to be with. And that's dangerous because what we're doing is looking at who we want them to be as opposed to who they are. And hence the marriages that fall apart very quickly, why long-distance relationships are so dangerous because they're primarily fantasy. So there's nothing wrong with any of those components, but you can't you need to make sure that you're not confusing one for the other. Because love, I think, really takes time and some information and some trust in not only them, but you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Poor markets that cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grain. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out todeyoungagain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at todeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.